This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released an updated projection showing that the U.S. could face 74,000 coronavirus deaths by August. U.S. deaths currently total more than 56,000. The coronavirus pandemic could wind up canceling the Olympics. The president of Tokyo 2020 announcing a short time ago the games could be canceled altogether if the coronavirus pandemic continues into next year. The Olympics are currently scheduled to open on July 23rd, 2021. Parts of the South and Midwest are facing severe thunderstorms today with possibly large hail, widespread damaging wind, and there could be some tornadoes. North Texas, western Arkansas, and northwestern Louisiana are especially at risk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has received some criticism for deciding to allow some businesses in his state to reopen. He responded to it yesterday.
I didn't order anybody to go patronize any business. I simply gave people the opportunity that literally were on the verge, many of them, of losing everything that they got.
The president said he wasn't happy with Kemp last week and strongly disagreed with the reopening decision. Georgia's public health commissioner confirming yesterday the state's data has not yet met the federal guidelines laid out by the Trump administration when it comes to reopening states. A Massachusetts city is planning to issue $300 fines to anyone found not wearing a mask in public. Somerville officials say people must wear masks in that Boston suburb in all public places, whether they be inside or outdoors. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attorney General William Barr is making sure stay-at-home restrictions don't go too far in some states. The USAG has told federal prosecutors to watch out for any rights that might be violated amid the coronavirus pandemic and the response to it. He argued yesterday that, quote, the Constitution is not suspended in times of crisis, adding that they need to be vigilant to ensure this the Constitution's protections are preserved. But Barr did also say they don't want to unduly interfere with measures that are being taken by local officials to literally stop the spread of the illness. Swimmers are preparing for next year's Olympics, but they'll be dipping their toes in the water again this summer to do so, as USA Swimming has revealed it canceled all national meets, but will start regional competitions in August. They'll be smaller and they'll limit travel. It will lead up to national events that they say can resume in November as of now. The Tokyo Olympics were postponed a year due to the coronavirus outbreak. And a North Carolina family dog, a pug named Winston, is believed to be the first canine in the United States to have tested positive for the coronavirus. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, there's nothing like a good pandemic to bring out the swamp creatures, and not only the swamp creatures, but all the nefarious actors that are doing everything they can to bring down this American system. With us right now, the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, John Guandola, joins us. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you here, especially your insight and warning us as to what's going on. I think America, there's just something about the psychology of Americans that we think that, as long as we're kind of normal, I mean, I guess the best description is, even though this, you know, has been challenged, we're all kind of like in a warm water in a jacuzzi, like that burning, you know, that cooking frog. And we're just comfortable with our pina coladas and watching, you know, these swamp creatures and these shadow operators just turning up the heat ever so gently as we the people, along with the system, is being cooked.
Well, I think that's true. And I think as we're watching how they are using this pandemic, and an argument could be made that the communist Chinese intentionally released COVID. But if we just go on the assumption that what we know is true, that it came from one of two labs in Wuhan, and then we watch how the U.S. communists have handled it, what they are doing is using this to crush liberty and literally destroy the economy in the United States and bring this country down. And I think Americans, you know, the word I would use to describe Americans is we're resilient, and so yeah. We're willing to be just, you know, tighten the screws down, suck it up and drive on. But where I think many people are missing that we're in a war, and the enemy is putting the screws to us.
Exactly.
And we're not understanding that.
John, with your military background and, you know, and all that you've learned, and you know, for you it's instinct. It's just a natural reaction. And the thing that it's almost that what I want to inject into the American spirit is that when we have challenges like this, we cannot throw our hands up and forget the Constitution and find ourselves approximating martial law and surrendering our liberties like we have. I mean, this is really concerning more than anything else, because we the people, I mean, we are the first defense for liberty. And if we're, you know, kowtowing and throwing ourselves in the corner in the fetal position over this stuff, I mean, we're losing sight of what our purpose is.
Well, that's right. And I think when you look at, when the American people look at what facts are on the table, is, for instance, in the case of this Chinese coronavirus, what you have is we were told, you know, millions of people, as many, some of the mainstream predictions had it, over 2 million dead. Now, even recent predictions, as recently as 2 weeks ago, the major virus models, which, you know, are coming from places like Columbia University, you know, bastions of left-wing Marxist communist thought, as well as COVID-19 founded by a Democrat member of Congress and three Democrat hacks, producing models that are saying, even as recently as a couple weeks ago, close to 300,000 dead in America.
Right.
And the numbers have been way off, way off. So you have to ask, are these models, are these predictions so, and the people putting them together, so incompetent, or is there an intentionality? And now what we see is the facts are on the table. We have significant statistical data to show that the COVID virus is less deadly in some cases than like the flu of 2017-18 and less deadly than the bird flu. And even if it were slightly more deadly than those things, we never have contemplated completely shutting down our system the way it is. And by the way, for those people really paying attention, these models have taken into account social distancing. It's not like the models are taken in, you know, worst case scenario and we've saved ourselves by social distancing. These are models that take into account social distancing. And they still are calling for these outrageous numbers. So we were lied to.
Right.
We have been lied to and deceived about the deadliness. Now the question has to be asked why. And what our assessment is at understanding the threat based on many, many factors and many data points that are factually accurate. We believe this was clearly an intentional use of the quote-unquote pandemic to bring down the United States. And I think there's plenty of evidence on the table. We've documented that through numerous articles online, and we're actually compiling all of that into a report that we're publishing today, as a matter of fact.
John, it's difficult to deny those facts because it's clear. You know, we're looking at, you know, we used a word yesterday. Some people hadn't heard it, you know, or maybe hadn't heard it for quite a while, was Occam's razor. And this is a tool in logic that I'm sure you're very well aware of that originated from a brilliant theologian, philosopher, and logician in the medieval period, and basically said, you know, you don't multiply the agents in a theory beyond what's necessary. And this is what we've done. I mean, we have violated Occam's razor, you know, time and again. It's just so clear, you know, to serve what I say, you got to call it for what it is, and that is the diabolical means of these Marxists that are just having a heyday. I mean, they couldn't do it with, you know, climate change. But who could have figured that a virus would really bring us to the edge? But we've got some serious takeaways here that we must adhere to and apprehend, John. Otherwise, the next go-around, it's going to be worse. And then what are we doing? What are we going to pass on to the next generation as an example of how to combat this silent enemy, this nefarious enemy, these Marxists that are so well embedded in all our institutions, including our Congress?
Well, I think you've just asked the key question. Number one is you have to actually recognize that they're enemies of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
They're enemies of liberty. I hear almost every day, I think I could say every day and be accurate, that, you know, why is the media doing X? Did you see this? Can't believe this. What don't you get?
Yes.
They are an arm of the communist movement in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all the historical data that we need to show that the media was one of the major and first targets, media and academia, of the communists here in the United States. And I just was gave an interview yesterday evening, and there were some questions about that. How do we know all this? We have decades of an understanding, besides just reading the Communist Manifesto, who they are and what they want. We have testimony from KGB defectors, people who left Communist Party USA and testified. We have all the investigations of the House Un-American Activities Committee. We have declassified FBI documents. We have the Matryoshkin files, the guy who was a archivist for the KGB for over three decades, defected to Great Britain and brought with him notes from 30 years worth of KGB operations. We have intercepts. We have all of this information about what they're doing in the United States, and they've been doing this for close to 100 years.
Exactly. And we've got to go to break. More from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day. We're coming at you, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. We're talking with Understanding the Threats president and founder, John Guandolo. And John, I wanted to play for you. I mentioned this soundbite from Senator Tom Cotton. Tom has been all over the situation in calling out the communist Chinese for this nefarious deed. And yet it's to be determined exactly what the motivation is. I think we're starting to get an idea because we've gone from, well, maybe this was an accident, maybe this was intentional, maybe this was biological warfare. But listen to what Senator Tom Cotton had to say.
I want to distinguish between the origins of the virus and China's reactions to the virus. So right now, as you say, the most plausible explanation supported by literally all of the circumstantial evidence is that the virus originated in one of those two laboratories in Wuhan. All the way back in January, it was pretty well documented by Chinese scientists that it did not originate in the food market. But wherever it originated, Maria, we know that the Chinese Communist Party was both criminally negligent and incompetent at first, and then deliberately malevolent in the way they responded to this virus for their own people and the world. As early as the second week of December, it was clear that this virus was spreading from person to person. By late December, it was spreading to doctors in Wuhan hospitals. Some doctors were trying to blow the whistle on these facts, and the secret police arrived at their doorsteps in the middle of the night. So only after China fessed up to the WHO on December 31st did the world know what was happening, yet still they continued to deny that it was spreading from person to person into mid-January. That allowed millions of people to leave Wuhan. And then finally, China continued to pressure the WHO and other countries not to stop international travel from China. That meant that hundreds of thousands of persons left China after this virus was spread far outside of Wuhan, which allowed the virus to escape China's borders and get to the United States and get to Europe and get to essentially every country in the world.
Let's go ahead and stop it there. Senator Tom Cotton, and as you were suggesting earlier, John Guandolo, you know, there's documentation. There's these things, these points of circumstance that Senator Cotton is pointing out. You look at the fruit. I mean, you look at what the consequence, the obvious consequence of what occurred here. And then we're finding out in addition to this, because, you know, Dr. Fauci, people have wondered, you know, what is Dr. Fauci all about in this? And we find out that I think it was about in 16, 17 in there, that Barack Obama had said he didn't want any money going to this laboratory, and the laboratory managed to get over $3 million of money to support their efforts, and guess who sent them that money? Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, so we've got a number of things on the plate that you've just laid out. And I think this is where we are, is that I wonder, you know, I just wrote an article getting ready to hit the send, the publish button on it. Mm-hmm. But the question that we have, actually, I'm getting a nod. This has already been published. So okay. The article's out there. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, essentially called We've Been Lied To.
No.
You've been lied to.
Yes.
We have deliberately been lied to, and it's not just by the communist Chinese. You mentioned it earlier. We have a lot of people involved in this, and I want to point out, I know I'm very clear when I speak, and we've talked about it on your show, that the Democrat leadership, especially the national leadership, these are Marxists and communists.
Mm.
And now you've also got people, for instance, someone would say, what about Joe Biden? What about Nancy Pelosi? Maybe they're not Marxists, but they're corrupt.
Mm.
And they're working with Marxists and communists and doing things that are completely contrary to what's beneficial to the United States.
What's their motivation? What's their motivation, John? Their motivation has been consistent, and they were called out by Lindsey Graham during the Kavanaugh hearings. It's all about power. So they could care less if it's the communists or whoever it is, as long as they remain in power. That seems to be the motivation as far as my perspective.
It's control of the state and power. It always is. It's a totalitarian consistent ideology, whether you're talking about the Maoists, the Nazis, mm-hmm. the communists, it doesn't matter. It's all about control of the state and power. And that's where we are. And that's what this Democrat Party, I mean, the reason the communists stopped running members of, some individuals for the presidential, as presidential candidates, because they felt like they had the Democrat Party.
Yes.
And so now we've got, we are, as you have said before, these chickens are coming home to roost. We are now having an answer for years of letting things slide. And instead of calling out the Democrat Party for the Marxists and communists they are, we're like, well, they're just liberals. They're leftists.
Yeah.
Now, these are Marxists and communists, and they're destroying the country.
And they want our liberties all gone. This is the thing. We have to call it out for what it is, John, and this is why we appreciate you coming on the show, because you have decades of experience, and you understand this. You see this so clearly. It's like when you go and you train the FBI, and they have, it's like they're deer in the headlights kind of look and trying to understand, like, what are you talking about? I mean, they're so disconnected from the reality of the threat that is no longer existential. It is amongst us. I mean, to the point that China can get away and influence the narrative, get major newspapers like the New York Times to alter a headline in order that it favors them, that they control Hollywood in the kind of movies that they represent. I mean, Top Gun, they had to make sure that a Taiwan flag was removed from the jacket of, I think it was Tom Cruise in the upcoming movie. I mean, their influence is incredible. But it's like that old saying, John, from the Pennzoil commercial, you can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is that if you pay immediately, it might be a little expensive, but later it gets much more complicated, and we are later, and the complication and the infection is so rabid. It's as if this whole communist cancer has metastasized throughout the body, and whatever healthy part of America is remaining to stand, then we're the ones that have to we have to rush to the front line of this, or we're going to get overwhelmed.
That's right. And I would the root of when we talk about a solution now, just like we talked about, you and I have had discussions about the Islamic threat here and how they're operating, and that as every month goes by, as every 6 months goes by, as every year goes by, we're narrowing our ability to actually win the war because we're not dealing with it. And it's been the same with this communist movement. And I liken it as the, the communists, they're the aircraft carrier that delivers the jihadis to our shores. So the jihadi problem hasn't gone away.
Mm-hmm.
They're in our community. And it is getting much, much worse, and we're still not dealing with it. And I think the moment this president realizes that he was directly lied to and given advice to directly bring down the country by people, I'm curious to how he's going to respond, but it may be too little too late. We may be past the the go mark. We may be past the ability to return to where we've been, and I don't know what that looks like, and nobody really does, but it's not good. And
well, John, it's almost like we have so many war fronts here. I mean, it's not just the jihadis anymore. I mean, you've got the communists have infiltrated. I mean, they're in 41 of our educational institutions with the Confucius Institute. All these tentacles of influence in our culture and in our government. And I think the simple thing, even with Donald Trump, when he decided to close down air travel from China, and the people that responded in the way they did, that's quite telling, is it not? We got 20 seconds.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. The media and the Democrats, again, defending communist China and attacking the president. And that's why understanding the threat is set. We win this war at the local level, and the battle's got to be there. So we encourage people to use us as a resource.
Exactly. He's a counterterrorism expert, founder of Understanding the Threat, John Guandolo.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. The question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money. money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released an updated projection showing that the U.S. could face 74,000 coronavirus deaths by August. U.S. deaths currently total more than 56,000. The coronavirus pandemic could wind up canceling the Olympics. The president of Tokyo 2020 announcing a short time ago the games could be canceled altogether if the coronavirus pandemic continues into next year. The Olympics are currently scheduled to open on July 23, 2021. Parts of the South and Midwest are facing severe thunderstorms today with possibly large hail, widespread damaging wind, and there could be some tornadoes. North Texas, western Arkansas, and northwestern Louisiana are especially at risk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I got to tell you, the stage has been set, ladies and gentlemen, for voter fraud like you can't even imagine. You know, the Democrats, the progressives have made it known that they're going to do everything they can to make sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected. There was all kinds of cheating that took place, you know, in 2016, and they felt like, hey, this can't happen again. I mean, you've seen the videos, Google execs in tears going, oh my gosh, we let everybody down. You know, this is not going to happen. I mean, you've got tech, you've got, all kinds of other interests, antithetical interests to our liberties that are a force to be dealt with. But, if, you know, like we were talking about John Guandolo, if we're not going to go head on against these antithetical forces, we're going to get overrun, ladies and gentlemen. And the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, you may have to go to a museum and check it out and just say, I remember the days. Because this is what it's all coming down to, what's all at risk. And right now, the mandate of a national vote by mail election this November isn't a solution for voting in a pandemic. It's an invitation for fraud, says our next guest, who's the executive director of Honest Elections Project, the former senior policy analyst in the Edwin Meese III Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Jason Sneed is back with us. Jason, welcome back. Always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing very good. It's always great to be here. Thank you.
Well, no doubt about it. Boy, they're going to pull out all stops to do what they can. I'm talking about these anti-patriots who are not interested, but they have convinced themselves that Donald Trump And anything other than who they say it should be is nefarious, and they have been whipping up we the people, along with the mainstream media and all their other spokespeople, to get us to believe that something needs to be done in order to make sure that Donald Trump does not get reelected.
Well, it certainly seems to be the case when you're looking at a national landscape which is just absolutely littered with election lawsuits and with calls from advocates and activists to overhaul the entire election system, that certainly there's an energy and a focus on the left to try to win this election at almost any cost. Mm-hmm. And I do think that we need to be especially cognizant of the threats to the credibility and the integrity of our election system, which these lawsuits in particular, as well as the calls for mandating mail-in voting, pose, because they will leave our election system exposed and vulnerable to all sorts of malfeasance, everything from voter confusion and chaos to outright voter fraud. And then, of course, the litigation itself could drag on well after Election Day and raise serious doubts about the actual validity of the results when it's all said and done.
We think it's kind of ironic for all the hoopla we went over regarding the Russian collusion, Russian interference. Barack Obama said not one vote was changed after everything was said and done. They're blaming the Russians for Donald Trump because that is the only plausible thing that they can understand why Donald Trump was elected president. But yet little has been done, because the question all along is, what are we doing to secure the election? If you're so concerned about our elections, what are you doing to make sure that interference is either totally negated or minimized?
Well, we certainly know that there are threats to the election system, and oftentimes they arise just from purely domestic political fights. We've seen instances where people are trying to cling to power, cling to office, or bribe their way into power. And so you see instances of vote buying or absentee ballot fraud in particular. And so we know that there are common sense solutions to deal with those very real on-the-ground problems. Things like voter identification, things like cleaning up voter rolls to make sure that they are accurate, which is something that is going to be absolutely essential in this election, more so than perhaps any other before.
But they're moving so slow on that, though, Jason. I mean, look at Judicial Watch put pressure on California. Supposedly they had over 3 million invalid registrants, and they were only able to get them to admit to 1.5 million. And even then, it still hasn't been certified that those 1.5 million names have been cleaned up.
No, absolutely. It's certainly ironic that right now folks on the left are pushing vote by mail, which would, of course, rely on voter rolls. But every single time a state attempts to clean up a roll, or a group such as Judicial Watch or my own organization on a selections project pushes states to comply with federal law that mandates that they do that, that they face lawsuits and legal fights trying to stop that. The left characterizes this as voter suppression and canceling voting rights, but all it really is just cleaning up an old and outdated voter list. It's crucial to the well-functioning democracy that we all want this nation to have. And yet, you know, even this most basic of precautions is a knockdown, drag-out fight. And that just shows how politicized this entire process has been. And that's really to the detriment of everyone, left, right, and center, because we have to have confidence in the results of our elections. And when we can't even take basic steps to ensure that the results are valid, that raises serious questions in the minds of reasonable people, I think, of all political stripes.
Yeah, these basic steps are common sense, Jason. I mean, ever since we opened up the voting and we took it away from just a one-day vote, and we understand, look, we got absentee ballots to deal with, that's one thing. But now it's opened up to such a degree, it's like the bigger the window, the bigger opportunity for cheating, you know, can take place. And even though the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, would say there's no voter fraud going on, and I'm going, how ridiculous. What a ridiculous statement coming from a supposedly very intelligent man. Because if there's no such thing as voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and convicted of voter fraud?
Well, that's absolutely true. And when I was at the Heritage Foundation, I set up a database that tracks known proven instances of voter fraud specifically to rebut that narrative. Mm-hmm. And that database is still being maintained by folks, even though I'm no longer with the Heritage Foundation.
Yeah, we have it linked on our website, by the way. Great job. Thank you for doing that.
Yes, I encourage everyone to go check it out, because it really dispels that myth. and puts specific facts and cases in front of people who read it. And when you read that, it's impossible to ignore the fact that our elections are vulnerable to fraud. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if we, in so many other aspects of our society, impose basic protections in order to stop illegal conduct and protect society at large, things like asking for ID to prove you're of legal age to buy alcohol, or, you know, asking you to get a driver's license before you drive a car, you know, our elections are at least as important as those things, and they mm-hmm. should be given the same level of protection at a minimum, if not much, much more. And yet, we have to do all of these incredible, ridiculous legal fights just to get the most basic steps taken to protect our democracy. We're deliberately taking unnecessary risks with the health and vitality of the core of the democratic process. Mm-hmm. And if people lose faith in that, then, you know, I shudder to think about what the ramifications of that would be for future generations.
Well, this is some of the debate that the progressives, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, have been thrusting in the body politic, is to get us to question the veracity and the stability of our voting system. And, they're making people question what 63 million people voted for. And this is just the beginning, because they see they're making some headway. I mean, in California, they were able to make it legal for ballot harvesting. I mean, there's a reason you don't ballot harvest. And, and there it is. I mean, it's a classic telltale sign of what happens. And their goal is to make sure that all 50 states in the union can ballot harvest.
That's absolutely one of their goals, fortunately one of many. But right now, there is litigation going on in multiple states where the Democratic Party is actually suing states to overturn quite sensible bans on ballot harvesting. You know, ballot harvesting is the tactic that was used by a Republican operative in North Carolina.
Exactly.
Intent to steal a congressional election. Mm-hmm. And yet, almost all of the major press coverage on that case didn't focus on the fundamental flaw in the system that allows ballot harvesting to happen, where ballots can be taken out of the hands of voters and tampered with or destroyed without the voter knowing it. Mm-hmm. They focused on the fact that it was a Republican committing the voter fraud, and it was almost like, oh, you guys have egg on your face now.
Right.
As I pointed out at the time, the much more important lesson here is that anyone can engage in this conduct, and so you have to take steps to make it illegal, first of all, and second of all, to investigate it, and then third of all, to prosecute it, so that you mm-hmm. send the signal that this sort of conduct, which damages the integrity of democracy, is unacceptable, and no matter who commits it. And right now, we do have states that have taken steps to legalize that very practice of ballot harvesting.
Exactly. Well, Jason, we got to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you for being with us. Jason Sneed, right here on the show.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao joins us with these videos, these viral videos. I know we're doing it on radio, and you go, well, Bill, you know what? Well, we're talking about it, okay? And then you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner, and you can see for yourself these videos that we're talking about and how they've captured the attention of millions of people across the country. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Well, you know, hunkering down still. Looks like there's hopefully some light at the end of the tunnel starting to come our way here in Florida. Governor DeSantis starting to loosen up some things, and probably in the next week or so we'll be starting to, you know, get from out of our caves and check and see if we can see our shadows, I guess.
Well, I'm hoping they're doing that here in North Carolina soon, too. I think that everybody's kind of just wanting a breath of fresh air. You know, we can still practice social distancing.
And we will. We will, Sam. This is all common sense. I mean, you know, to hear, you know, some of these scientists and these doctors talk is like, it's like they think the American people are a bunch of idiots. I mean, look at when we go out the door every day, we realize and evaluate, you know, the risk, you know, getting behind a car and, you know, hoping that, people can pay attention to the street lights and the stop signs, that they don't do anything irresponsible. It still happens nonetheless, but regardless, we live with risk. It's just what it's all about. And here it is, you know, in light of all the controversy over this coronavirus as to really what's true, what's not, what's been extreme to get us all so fearful and to shut down our government and to impinge on all our constitutional rights. I mean, this has been quite the potential takeaway for America to realize. I was talking with John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat earlier, is that we need to understand what is the most important mission of America. What are we all about? So that when that's challenged, you know, the very hairs on the back of our neck will raise up and our spines will will stiffen up to say, you know, hell no, you know, you can't do that. You know, that is against the laws of the land. It is against the founding principles, so that we know what we stand for. And, you know, I can tell you that we have enemies out there that are looking at the response of America to see how we're responding to this. And this will be part of their future battle plan to take America down.
That would be a really scary thought. You know, I've heard different people talk about when the government, they do things saying they're protecting us, but they don't usually roll back these different taxes that get raised or money that they're spending or different stuff like that. So government control doesn't usually get rolled back, and it's just kind of a scary thought. And you know, it's kind of overwhelming to think what's the right decision. And I think our politicians are definitely put into a difficult space, but I'm hoping that we can get that back out there soon.
Well, the right decision is always you go back to standard. What's the North Star of this country? The North Star of this country is the Constitution. And that's what you have to bring everything after everything is said and done. Now, for a short period of time, I agree. You make some decisions, say, look, we've got to protect the better interest. We learn from this, but these are short-term answers to short-term problems, and as soon as possible, you get back to the North Star, you get back to founding principles. That's what needs to be done, and unfortunately, to your point, you're exactly right. Power and politicians, and be that as they may, is they look at it as gaining ground. Once they gain ground, whether it's with your money or with policies, boy, they're moving forward for the next opportunity to gain more ground and to gain more money.
But this is very true, and
pretty crazy.
You know,
huh?
I'm happy you guys are getting a little bit out of there soon, and I'm hoping a couple of weeks from now that more states will be able to see that and follow suit. You know.
Yeah, but there's enough evidence. I mean, there was a viral, speaking of viral video, there's these two doctors out of California that did an analysis. It was brilliant. And just laying this out, they're in California and, you know, breaking it down. And, when you figure that, I think it was YouTube ended up taking it down. Because the stance is, believe it or not, our social media icons, they have taken it upon themselves to say, if we are in disagreement, if anybody that posts a YouTube video is in disagreement with the World Health Organization, okay, suddenly the World Health Organization is the standard, okay? So if anybody says anything against the World Health and these are doctors who are in the field, they know what's going on, they're working with the real numbers, these are smart people, and YouTube has decided, you can't say that kind of stuff. You cannot challenge the intelligentsia of the WHO and the power brokers in the scientific field to be at this moment. If you do, we're pulling the plug on you, and this is exactly what they've done. So much for free speech, and going back to what we talked about earlier, is we've got to get to first principles. Now, this one viral video that you're sharing here on the good side is, it is really a compassionate story here about a man who goes to bed every night with a photo of his late wife, and then a care worker gave him a gift to remember her, huh?
That's right. So Kim Binbo, he stays at a rest home. He's 94 years old. Mm. And him and his wife, Ada, were married 71 years before she passed away last year. Mm. And, you know, I feel like sometimes it can go either way. This is one of those marriages that they were obviously very close. And he went to sleep with a picture of her every night. Mm. And a really observant care worker where he's staying, her name's Kia Tobin. She decided to give him a little surprise and, you know, thankful for all of us that she recorded it because it's such a touching moment. Now this is a guy who was at D-Day. He's been through all kinds of things that most of us can't imagine. And she gives him a pillow with his wife's picture on it. And, you know, he smiles for a moment and then this sweet older man just chokes up and starts tearing up and crying. And I swear it's one of those moments where you see the best in humanity. And I think just seeing his love for his wife, is kind of what got all of us moved. You know, I told my husband, I was like, I hope, you know, we get to be married that long. And whenever, you know, if I'm gone, I'm going to give you a pillow.
I'm going to
give you a pillow of me to sleep next to you.
Yeah. Yeah. If not, I'm going to kill you if we're not married that long. Yeah. Something like that. You got another story here, which is interesting. I mean, there's lots of stories about people losing wedding rings and, you know, the whole episode and everything. But here you've got a FedEx ring bearer of all people who saves the wedding day for a couple on a beach ceremony. Tell us about that.
That's right. So a couple from Raleigh, North Carolina, Savannah Kulinick and Dylan Perkins, they had to cancel their Hawaiian wedding, you know, with all the things that were going on with coronavirus. They decided they can't go to Hawaii. You know, that's not going to be a possibility, but we can still get married. And they got married on the beaches here in North Carolina, down in Surf City. And unfortunately, there was another hiccup in their plans to get married. Their groom's wedding band was temporarily, like, not able to be shipped to them, and because the company was closed down from the coronavirus. So the ceremony is planned for 3:00 this day, and FedEx wasn't planning on shipping the wedding band until 4:30 the same day. Oh. Well, they left a note on the front door of where they were staying down at the beach, and the FedEx driver gets it, and the photographer ends up getting this brilliant shot of the FedEx driver running down. This is customer service.
Oh,
he runs
this
down
is
on the
so
beach
cool.
During the ceremony.
Wow.
His name's Joe Engel, and he said he's happy he didn't ruin it. I was like, I think you made it kind of special. Who has that? Delivered
exactly.
The ceremony, and he was a little early too, so I think that's pretty cool.
Wow, we love FedEx, huh? What a great story. And again, this is just ordinary people doing, you know, seemingly extraordinary things. I mean, just to have enough compassion to realize that he had his hands on the wedding ring and needed to get it to the beach on time, right? Forget about the church. We're going to get it to the beach on time. Now, in Florida.
Commercial, right?
Yeah, exactly. In Florida, I mean, of course, a lot of people, it's not just in Florida, but around the country, you know, these kids, I feel so sorry for them that they're being cheated out of their graduation ceremonies. But you got a Florida principal who kind of came up with an alternative idea here. Tell us about that.
That's right. So Poplar Springs High School, it's down in Graceville, Florida. A principal decided, you know, he knew these 12th graders, like you said, around the country. They're missing these special moments that we hold dear to our hearts our whole lives. And so he reached out to a photographer who took pictures of the 12th graders and the senior who had taken the senior portraits, and he got the senior portraits and he blew them up and he puts them all along the road so that people from miles away who weren't even, you know, part of the school or part of the class decided to go by and see these seniors' portraits. And I think it's a really great way to honor them. I've seen different other options that people have done. And, you know, I hope that this graduating class, it might be unorthodox. It might not be what they expected it to be. But I'm hoping that there's a way to salvage it and make it special for them still. It might be uniquely their own experience.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe a few months from now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've got many more to talk about. We got about 45 seconds. Do we have enough time to talk about those two little girls sitting 6 feet apart yelling compliments to people?
Okay, this is one of my favorite. Okay. Yes, this is one of my favorite things. Their dad actually posted on Twitter about these two little six-year-old girls. They decided, you know, they're doing their social distancing. They can't go to school, and they're shouting out random compliments to neighbors as they're walking by. They said, "I don't know if you have hair under that hat, but it's beautiful, and you should wear these shoes every day. They make your eyes shine like the sun." I really want to walk by these 6-year-olds.
These are 6-year-old girls doing this.
Yes.
Oh my God! What a blessing. Hey, you got to check out this video. Go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. Check them all out because there's more there for you to enjoy and be blessed by. Thank you, Sam. Have a great day. Stay safe.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code
with GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today.